You're listening to the Big 89 WLS,
where Chicago comes to talk.
Oh, that's so true. And right now, it's where Chicago comes for opera. Hi, I'm whoever that is over at that FM station. Welcome to our opera show. I'm John Landecker. I'm Carl Haas, and this is the Chicago Symphony Live on the Big 89 WLS. Only kidding! It's the John Landecker program. Would you welcome into the studio opera diva Rose Guccione. Good afternoon, Rose.
Good afternoon, John.
Listen to those pipes. Even as she speaks, the tonality, the richness, it's there.
I'm not as mellifluous as you are, John.
Or as avuncular. So we're going to start throwing around big words. Let's get to it.
Snap.
Or as ubiquitous. Never mind. So I'm reading the Tribune earlier this week. It says, diva ready when occasion calls for operatic drama. And that's you.
That's me.
You are Rose Guccione, a voice teacher and chorus member at the Chicago Lyric Opera, and have started operagram.com, sort of like a singing telegram spinoff, only it's all opera.
It's with this operatic voice.
Yeah, it's all opera.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to parties,
mm-hmm.
make phone calls,
offices,
whatever,
hospitals.
Keep your clothes on.
Yes, thankfully.
Now, I do want to, could you describe your attire today? Because it is sort of stereotypical opera.
Well, I have a furry jacket on. And I have a spear I was allowed into the building with, by the way. And I have a horned Viking helmet.
What are those accoutrements, if you will? I'm using those kind of words now because it's an opera segment. Associated with opera. Where does that come from? Like the horns and the spears and the fur jackets.
I believe it comes from the stereotype that we've seen growing up from what's Opera Doc. Sesame Street also has a character in orange that sings the habanera. And as you see, I'm shaped kind of like an orange, so I kind of fit into that stereotype.
Well, speaking of kids and being a kid, I guess people who watch Sesame Street then are getting exposed to opera via a character. How was it with you as a youngster growing up in the Chicago area that you went in the opera direction?
Well, interestingly, I grew up in Chicago's La Villita neighborhood, and my father sang, and he had a really strong tenor voice, and it was his voice first that attracted me to the sound. And then later, I was involved in a church where there were a lot of people from Mexico, one of whom was a professional opera singer from Mexico City, and again, I fell in love with the sound. So for me, it was the sound of the operatic voice that grabbed me. And then it was just a natural thing for me to go ahead and study voice.
Well, what was the first step, though? I mean, you don't just go, oh, you know, I like the way this person sings. I'm going to go be an opera singer. I mean, it also requires, you know, the ability to sing.
That's true. And some education to that point.
Right.
My father sang in community choruses, and he approached the director of that chorus. His name was George Rico. And George was the first person to give me voice lessons at 12, but I had sung with my father in George's volunteer choir since mm-hmm. the age of 8 with the adults.
So they had accepted you on that level. So everyone agreed that you, Rose Guccione,
there was potential.
Were a budding opera singer.
At least a budding singer, or at least someone who had a passion for singing in opera.
So what was the formal, quote-unquote, education of vocal training that would lead you to become a member of the chorus member of the Chicago Lyric Opera?
Well, I at one point in my life, I decided that I wanted to seriously make a try for it. So I asked around town who are really good voice teachers in town, diction coaches, uh-huh. acting coaches.
Right.
And I made a contract with myself that by the age of 30, which I'm not too much older than, right, I would try until that age and see if I could make a living being a singer. And so I just went to all the auditions I could in town, papered my walls with a rejection letter, and just continued to work on the craft of singing until I first was in a final, and then the next year was in the was offered a contract to sing in the chorus at Lyric Opera.
How many opportunities are there to audition for opera in Chicago?
To make a living, there are not that many.
I mean,
Lyric is about as good as it gets. You can from Chicago Symphony, and that deals with, of course, the focus is broader than just opera. There are several small companies in town that also produce opera.
Really?
Those are places that singers can go to kind of test their chops and develop their chops as well.
It is my stereotypical thinking, which of course you have completely blown apart.
Even with the helmet?
No, that's part of it. That opera people are very serious about opera. Too serious about opera, if you know what I'm saying.
Well,
that we're in some sort of, you know, like you go to Ravinia, for instance, and God forbid you breathe.
Oh, there have been lawsuits over unwrapping candy, for God's sake.
I rest my case, Your Honor. There actually have been lawsuits about unwrapping candy?
Case dismissed. Let's go on.
At Ravinia?
No, at Lyric, actually.
Really? Who brings the lawsuit?
Lawyers.
Well, who hires the lawyers?
Lawyers.
Oh, so lawyers at the Lyric decide that they're going to sue somebody for opening a
candy wrapper.
Wow. Now, if that's not funny in itself, I don't know what is, but it's not funny to the person who's suing the...
No.
No.
Because it's generally speaking, to attend opera, opera's expensive to produce.
Oh, yeah.
And expensive to attend.
Yeah.
Unless you know where to go.
Right.
And, you know, if you're paying over $100 for a ticket, you want to enjoy the visceral acoustic effect that opera has.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, don't you love the
visceral
multisyllabic words?
The visceral acoustic effect. Where are you going tonight, John? I'm going to get my visceral acoustic effect put on.
The sexiest thing in town.
Really?
Opera.
How so?
Oh, it encompasses every art form, technical,
yeah,
backstage,
right,
stage managers, stage directors, assistant directors, wig, hair people, dancers, choristers, soloists.
Yeah, but what's the sexy part about it?
That it just all comes together.
So the opera singer, as I take it, another one of the fine stereotypes in my mind, which is maybe not being blown apart, is that the opera singer as an individual is very sensually oriented.
Well, you kind of have to be. You're using your entire body to produce sound.
I've been there and done that, as a matter of fact.
I know.
But it wasn't at the Lyric. And people complained.
Please, it's a family show.
So, you know, in the midst of the, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for here, is the astronomical cultural level of opera and classical music, to have a sense of humor as a performer that says one day, I'm going to start an operagram. You know that this is going to be out of the mainstream of opera, right?
Yes.
Way
to
out
a degree.
Of it.
To a degree.
To a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But not that much of a degree?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you think historically, Mozart wrote for both serious drama opera,
yeah,
and for comedy.
How come? I've never heard of a Mozart comedy.
Come to Lyric, I'll
it
show
you. It surely
you
as hell wasn't Amadeus, I can tell you that. That was hysterical when he was dying in the bed there at the end.
Well, what was hysterical in that movie was his mother just really chewing him out, and that segued into the Queen of the Night aria where she just cackles.
I know, that's I cracked me up. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And that Salieri guy? Oh, he's a hoot. He's a hoot. So, have any of the other operatti commented on your endeavor?
You know, my colleagues just think it's a really clever idea.
Ah, good.
I suppose that there would be some opera lovers that would find it to be
snobs.
Too much of a clash.
Opera snobs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But the thing is that if you don't educate people in some way about opera,
yeah,
the thing dies. You know, the Met, for instance, is providing opera on film.
Yes, live in your local theaters.
Theater,
yes,
exactly.
I've seen the ads for that.
And I think that, together with, you know, several years ago, the Three Tenors, these are all kind of popularizing opera, but why not?
You do have a fabulous voice. I mean, a fabulous speaking voice, as anybody can hear listening to this radio program right now.
Thank you.
It is Rose Guccione, who is a singer, opera singer for the Chicago Lyric, and a music teacher, but got some publicity this past week for starting Operagram. What do you sing as a opera grammar?
I'm fairly flexible, John.
You know, this is just getting better and better by the minute.
Good show.
Okay, so how's the flexibility? I mean, like, what do you flex, so to speak?
I once was asked to deliver an opera gram in the form of a rap song. So it's wonderful.
How does that work?
I made up words, and rap actually is wonderful poetry, I think. It's really tightly, in a lot of cases, rhymed, and you have to follow certain rules in writing it. And I just speak the text with the operatic voice, the over-the-top thing, and then the chorus of the rap is generally sung full out as an opera singer. So the clash of context, I think, is what's entertaining for people.
Well, you will remember the name of this famous soprano as it once again leaves my mind, but she recorded also part of the soundtrack of Renee Fleming.
Ah.
Recorded part of the soundtrack for Lord of the Rings.
I didn't realize that.
I'm telling you something about opera? Oh, my dead...
I bow to your genius, John.
My dead parents would be so proud.
Were they opera lovers?
Oh, God, they scrammed at the... Oh, I don't even want to tell you. John, you're coming home for your 44th birthday. I know you hate opera, but let's go over to see the student production. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, there's the book of opera plots.
Wonderful.
Not so much. So... What's your range? What are you? Are you a soprano?
I'm a dramatic soprano. And I'm days traumatic soprano.
A dramatic soprano? That's a whole separate category?
Yes. Oh, don't make me say this on radio.
Please say it.
There is a German system of categorization voices.
Is there a port
you... Called
yes?
The Fach system.
Klingon. Oh, German.
Close. They're kind of related, I think.
The what again is it? What is it?
The Fach. F-A-C-H.
And what does the Fach mean?
Fach is just what your type is, you know, dependent on your physical appearance and the volume of your voice, the color of your voice, various things. And it's an efficient system in determining who to cast for what role.
Uh-huh.
It's very efficient.
So after an analysis of you, your Fach, if you will, after you've met your Fach, you are a dramatic soprano.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
So have you warmed up?
Yes, I have.
Were you warming up in the other hallways of the studio?
Yes, I was, among other things.
Good. I know that someone has scheduled you for an opera gram today.
That's correct.
Is it what kind of thing is it?
It's just a birthday. Hey, they wanted me to sing happy birthday.
But we'll do that in a minute. But could you give us something? Do you want me to? You want to back up? We don't have anything against glass in here, do we? That can break.
I hope I don't overload your mic.
Well, back up a little bit and let her rip. Give me something. Don't do what you're going to do for the person on the.
No. We don't want to ruin the surprise.
No. Here we go. She's taking a deep breath. Here we go. Holy cow! Bravo! Encore! Encore!
That will be soon.
What was that?
That was just a snippet of the Hoyo to Ho from Die Walküre by Wagner.
So far, we've got hoes and haw. going. This opera is sexier than I thought. You know what?
Told you. Oh,
I wish I had it with me. Did you ever watch Young Frankenstein?
Yes.
You know the part where she's making love to the monster at the end?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found you.
Hallelujah! Yeah, yeah. Could you give that to me one more time with a little more oomph?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Mystery of life, at last I found you. Oh. And I don't know the rest.
Friggin' fantastic! I friggin' love it!
I don't do much English.
Well, I think your tongue is working very well.
Ooh, John. Please, and, my husband's listening.
And, oh, I'll bet he's just a very happy guy.
Oh.
We'll make that call.
Yes, yes, please.
With Rose Guccione, proprietor of Operagram. When we come back on the Big 89 WLS.
Oh, one of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
A 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool. And you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
Do you want to join the millions of people who are making money on eBay? Hi, I'm John Scherer, CEO and founder of Video Professor, and I can help you make money on eBay for free. Call now to get my free How to Buy and Sell on eBay lesson. And in minutes, you will learn the tips and tricks to making money on eBay. Whether you're a beginner or an advanced eBay user, I can help you maximize your eBay experience and turn that into dollars. Why is it free? Because I know that once you try my product, you'll come back to Video Professor for all your computer learning needs. And with over 60 titles on today's most popular programs, I'm sure that there is more you'll want to learn. So call now and choose eBay or any other of my 60 lessons, and I'll give it to you free. All you pay is a small shipping and processing charge, and I will even refund that if you're not 100% satisfied. Don't be left behind. Start making money on eBay today. Try my product.
Call 1-800-799-1544. That's 1-800-799-1544. Call 1-800-799-1544.
Before the Phantom of the Opera, Evita, and Cats, Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber created Jesus Christ Superstar. Jesus Christ Superstar is the story of Christ told through the haunting lyrics of Tim Rice and the magnificent music of Andrew Lloyd Webber. It's the greatest story ever told, a spiritual experience that will move you, a musical experience you will never forget. Don't miss Jesus Christ Superstar, featuring Ted Neely, the star of the groundbreaking motion picture.
Playing live at the Rosemont Theater April 30th through May 2nd for four shows only. Tickets are available at the Rosemont Theater box office or through Ticketmaster. Brought to you by Jewel Osco and the Big 89 WLS.
Jesus Christ Superstar, timeless and for our time.
Guarantee. If you don't find someone special in 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today. It's okay to look.
In the latest edition of Match.com Mythbusters, we're going to tackle a biggie that's been around for thousands of years. The idea that women should never approach men first. What a quaint Victorian mindset for this 21st century computer age. If you're a believer in this men write to women and not vice versa theory, you're probably thinking something like this. Men pursue women. It's been this way since the beginning of time. They're hunters. If they're interested in me, they're going to email me. I think this passive approach is fatally flawed. For best results, consider these reasons why you should email the guy that catches your eye. First, it makes his job easier. But more importantly, if you wait for him to make that first move, you're missing half the online dating experience. Imagine being in a store and only buying the clothes that the salesperson hands you, even though you like other clothes more. That doesn't make much sense, does it? Even if the salesperson has great taste, you might be staring at this other dress across the room and hoping it would leap into your arms. Okay, so can you see the holes in this strategy, right? Online dating is truly a level playing field. It's true that men and women alike have so many options that it's easy to get lost in the crowd. But the answer is not to recede into the crowd and hope to get his attention. It's actually to capture the real you, have a great photo, a winning profile, and a confident initial email. But it really starts with you saying, hi. Either he'll write back or he won't. Either way, you've taken that first step towards finding love.
At Match.com, we guarantee if you don't find someone special in 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today. It's okay to look.
Tomorrow at noon, join us for a look back as the Big 89 celebrates its 85th birthday. Listen for the history of WLS tomorrow at noon on the Big 89 WLS.
12:54 on the Big 89 WLS. This is the John Landecker Talk Show. Our guest is Rose Guccione, opera singer for the Lyric and also purveyor of operagram.com. If someone would like to avail themselves of your services, what do they got to do? Well, let's turn her mic on. What do they got to do?
Go to www.operagram.com or call me at 312-212-DIVA.
Well, 312-212-DIVA.
Mahalo, John.
And you appear in person, you perform over the phone, and by email video.
Exactly.
You are very technically attuned. You are so current with this ancient art form.
It's a stress buster for me to do websites.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, you and I are wired differently on so many different levels. We go to the phone now, and welcome to the program. Is this Kathleen Williams?
Yes.
How are you, Kathleen?
Okay, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You are a client.
Recipient.
A recipient. Someone has ordered you an operagram.
Who?
I don't know.
Well, let me deliver it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'd like you to hear, this is Rose Guccione, opera singer and creator of operagram.com.
Okay.
Listen.
Kathleen, the following is a message to you from Ellen Bartolotta and operagram.com.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathleen. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Every muscle in my body just tightened.
Told you it was sexy.
That was wonderful.
Well, I'm so glad that you...
Thank you very much. And thank you, Ellen Bartolotta.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I'm very glad that she was a good sport in coming on the air because I don't believe she found out that was going to happen until like 30 seconds ago. And needless to say, Rose Guccione, you are a hoot and a half.
So are you, John.
And I don't know, whatever excuse we need to have you come back here whenever you want, door is open.
John, I didn't come empty-handed. I have an operagram for you.
Can I ask you how long it is?
Not long.
Okay, go.
Here goes. Records is your real middle name. It's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But your membership in Girl Scouts just makes me want to twist and shout. You rode nighttime for 9 hot years. Your boogie check drove me to tears. You're a fun guy. Can I join you on your band? That would be really cool. Oh, John. Oh, John, you are the bomb.
Rose Guccione, once again, that website is?
www.operagram.com.
And the phone number?
312-212-DIVA.
Judy Martin Finkin, State of the State is next on the Big 89 WLS.
Are you being hunted down by the IRS? Have they put lien